Hi, this is Dave. You know, at one time I owned small sailboats and I raced them. My youngest son was my crew, little two-man boat. I was the captain and we were in a racing fleet. And one year, at the last race of the year, we were in second place, just a few points away from the first place guy. We had a chance to win the season. And that was a big deal because the fleet sent the winner to San Diego for the Nationals. So you got a week in San Diego, all expenses paid for my son and I, and opportunity to compete in the Nationals if we could win. So off we went, and it was a three-race thing, and we won the first one, lost the second one, and it was down to the last race of the year. And in the afternoon, the winds, as is typical in Michigan in the summer, the winds kind of died down. It got very, very light winds. We were deeply into the race. Time to tack, which is, you turn the boat from one angle into the wind to the other. And, of course, I'd practiced that with my son, and we tacked. The problem was we had never really practiced in light winds. And in light winds, your technique has to be just a little bit different. You have to hold the mainsail and the jib just a little bit longer than you would normally to allow every little bit of that wind energy to turn the boat. And basically, we didn't. And we tacked just a fraction of a second too quickly. And what that meant is the boat turned, but not all the way, and it wound up facing directly into the wind, which is the one place that a sailboat can't go. It can't go directly into the wind. It can go at angles, but it can't go directly into it, which meant we ground to a stop and watched the other boat go right by us. And we lost. And we lost for just the want of maybe a little practice in something that was not all that common, but still important, how you tack in light winds. And so for want of that little practice, we lost the race. For want of losing the race, we lost the year. We lost the opportunity to go to San Diego for the Nationals. Too bad. Small things matter. When you look at athletic competitions, look at the Olympics, how much separates the winners from the fourth place people who don't get a medal and are basically never heard from? How much? In many cases, it's fractions of a second, just fractions. See, the difference between succeeding tremendously, being exceptional and being mediocre are often just tiny little small things. And the people who succeed, the people who rise to the top of their professions, the people who become masters of sales, are people who pay attention to the small things. So we're going to talk this month about getting organized. And some of you are going to think, well, it's a small thing, doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Small things do matter. Small things can give you an advantage. Small things can make you more effective. Small things can make you more efficient. Small things can help you feel more competent and competent. Those things are important. They build a sense of mastery. We want you to become masters of this profession. Okay? Bye-bye.